it's a good point of departure to look at 2009. Yeah. And in January 1st of 2009, the Russians had shut down the gas to Ukraine over a pricing dispute and a payment dispute. And a few days later, they shut down the supplies to the rest of Europe that gets its gas through Ukraine. That dispute ended on January 20th of 2009. The remarkable thing about looking at that period and looking at now when they've shut down the gas to Ukraine again is what a different world we're in. And the reason we're in a different world is because both the EU as an institution and the United States have been working diligently and hard for the last three, 4 years on this issue to make that difference. One, the EU has changed its regulatory processes to make sure that gas can flow inside of Europe, even Russian gas, once it enters the EU, doesn't have what's called a destination clause. Second, the reverse flows, interconnectors, but we need to do more together with the European Union, together with individual member states in Europe, to make it an integrated and interconnected market. Gas needs to be able to flow in not just north to south, but east to west, west to east, interconnecting countries, so that there would be not only the ability to bring in other sources of gas into Europe in an easier way, and to have that flow throughout Europe based on need. That will allow for diversity of supply, diversity of transportation, and diversity of fuel mix.